Today is Tuesday, the 10th of June, in the 10th week of Ordinary Time. Tenebrae, directed by Nigel Short, sing Joyful Light from Rachmaninoff's Vespers. Joyful light of the holy glory of the Immortal One. As I look around me now, can I sense that light, that holy presence here, and invite God's joyful light into my life? Today's reading is from the Gospel of Matthew.
Jesus said to his disciples, "You are the salt of the earth. But if salt has lost its taste, how can its saltiness be restored? It is no longer good for anything, but is thrown out and trampled underfoot. You are the light of the world. A city built on a hill cannot be hidden. No one, after lighting a lamp, puts it under the bushel basket, but on the lampstand, and it gives light to all in the house. In the same way, let your light shine before others, so that they may see your good works and give glory to your Father in heaven."
Jesus didn't want his followers to be shrinking violets. He calls instead for confident people who are not afraid to stand up and be counted. Look back over the last week or so. Is there anyone you have met who impressed you for their openness or honesty. Or perhaps there was a person who impressed you for their fearlessness in acting or talking about what they believe in. Jesus doesn't ask his followers to draw attention to themselves, but to focus on our Father in heaven. Looking at your own life, are there things you feel you ought to be more honest and fearless about? As you listen to the reading again, reflect on what you being salt of the earth might mean.
Jesus said to his disciples, "You are the salt of the earth. But if salt has lost its taste, how can its saltiness be restored? It is no longer good for anything, but is thrown out and trampled underfoot. You are the light of the world. A city built on a hill cannot be hidden. No one, after lighting a lamp, puts it under the bushel basket, but on the lampstand, and it gives light to all in the house. In the same way, let your light shine before others, so that they may see your good works and give glory to your Father in heaven."
Can you ask God now for the grace and strength to be salt for the earth and light for the world? Glory be to the Father,
and to the Son,
and to the Holy Spirit.
as it was in the beginning,
is now, and ever shall be,
world without end. Amen.